Madam Speaker, it's a good bill.
Oley Insider is an educational journey through the Washington State Legislature, following interesting and important bills through the legislative process.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, rising in support.
And it's the right thing to do.
Oley Insider is produced by Positive Intentions Media.
This is a special report by the Republican House Caucus.
I'm Hannah Scott with your week's state headlines from the Capitol Buzz. It's budget week in Olympia. House and Senate Democrats released their supplemental spending plans for the operating, transportation, and capital budgets this past week. House Republican budget leader Travis Couture says the Democrats' supplemental operating budget proposal continues a pattern of overspending.
It continues the reckless spending addiction, adding another $2 billion in money we don't have in new spending. We plan to spend more than we project to take in revenue.
Couture says the proposal relies on one-time gimmicks and does not fix what he calls the state's long-term structural budget problems. Meanwhile, legislators from both parties in the House have come together on a supplemental transportation budget plan, John Satgast reports.
House Republican Transportation Leader Andrew Barkus says the $16.5 billion transportation budget holds spending within existing resources.
There's no new taxes. That's always a good way to start.
About $335 million will be spent this construction season to fix existing roads and bridges.
This budget is one that does put additional money this year into maintenance and preservation.
Barkus says the transportation budget continues work on major projects across the state. John Satgast, the state capitol.
The House supplemental capital budget has also passed from committee. Representative Mike Steele, capital budget leader for the House Republicans, says the $910 million plan includes funding to modernize small schools and invest in affordable housing.
We really try to work to geographically disperse this money across all of Washington, so every community gets something out of the capital budget.
Meanwhile, on Friday, the House Finance Committee voted 9-6 to pass a state income tax. Republicans and one Democrat voted no. The ranking Republican on the committee, Representative Ed Orcutt, said the measure won't solve the legislature's overspending problem.
There is no tax, no combination of taxes that can keep up with a legislature that continually overspends.
Democrats are also pushing a bill that would raid roughly $3 billion from the state's Left 1 police and firefighter pension account to prop up the supplemental operating budget. Wapato Republican Representative Deb Mangerez.
It's atrocious. The kind of stuff that they're willing to do with the people's money, no, it's not good.
The measure passed the House on a party line vote with Republicans opposed. It's awaiting action in the Senate Ways and Means Committee. This is the Capitol Buzz. A bill that could take the power to remove a sheriff out of voters' hands is advancing in the legislature. The measure would automatically declare a sheriff's office vacant if the sheriff is decertified by the state's Criminal Justice Training Commission. Spokane Republican Representative Jenny Graham says it's a bad idea.
When we do not make good decisions in Olympia, there are real consequences for our loved ones and our businesses and our communities.
Graham and other opponents argue it would allow an unelected state board to override the will of the people. That's your week's state headlines. For daily headlines in your email, sign up for the Capitol Buzz from our website, housterepublicans.wa.gov. The Capitol Buzz is a service of Washington House Republicans. I'm Hannah Scott.
Let us take a step back and let us reason together.
The legislative process can be intimidating. Let's go through it together.
If you could focus on the policy and not motives, please proceed.
Like and subscribe to Oley Insider on your favorite podcasting app. All resources and show notes will be available for each episode at oleyinsider.com.
Mr. Speaker, I've stood up on the House floor repeatedly this year.
You can follow Erica Engelhart on X at For the Good, Jay Fratt on X at Jay Fratt, and Positive Intentions Media on X at PubSec Media.
It is our duty.
I really want to say thank you.